The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Lilacs are lovely, but doesn't it make sense to plant shrubs that'll also give you fruit by the end of the season? I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and today I'm going to give you a few ideas on what shrubs you can plant that'll pull double duty for you. Now don't get me wrong, I love my lilacs. They're the harbinger of spring. But over the years, I've also included more varieties of shrubs that are beautiful early in the season, but by the end of the summer or first part of fall, we're also gaining a benefit from the fruit they produce. Now, one of my favorites lately are the currants. You know, they have so many different varieties, and the leaves are beautiful, the flowers a lot of times are very pretty, and many times very fragrant. And then they produce good berries by the end of the year that are really good in jams and then also dehydrated to use in some baked goods later in the season. My favorites that I have at home right now are golden currants, which grow when we moved to Great Falls and I was walking along the Missouri River. At first I couldn't figure out what smelled so good. It's just they grow all along the river. They have these bright yellow flowers on them by the end of April, first part of May around here. And they smell, it's just the spicy, heavenly fragrance and just perfume the air. It was divine. So, of course, I had to plant those in the garden. And I just love it every year in the early spring when they're blooming and just the whole area smells fantastic. So, take a look into currants and see how they might work for you in the landscape too, because they're just a really nice all-purpose shrub. Another one of my recent favorites are Nanking cherries. Now, they definitely grow tall. Ours are, gosh, topping close to 7 feet tall. But it's really nice. They stay nice and pretty and compact. And then the flowers in the spring, and they're fairly early as well, a little bit after the golden currants, but kind of a white blossom with a pink center streaks out the petals. Just really, really pretty and just loads of them, which is nice. But the really nice thing about them are the cherries they produce. And they're just loaded in the summer. And even though it's a smaller fruit, it's smaller than even the pie cherries that a lot of times we have growing. But they're really, really nice that when you're out in the garden, you can just stand there and pick and eat and enjoy them. And some years we have to watch it with the birds. A lot of times the birds will leave them alone pretty well. Other years it is a little bit of a competition, but definitely recommend the Nanking cherry. Now, elderberry is another one that I really like. Growing up in Ohio, we had lots of elderberries growing kind of wild in the perimeter of the property, and I would often go and collect the berries, pick the berries at the end of the summer, and make elderberry pie and freeze those. Around here, they're a little bit harder to find, but planting them, because they're so pretty, the white blossoms are like big doilies. It's just a really pretty white flower, and then the cluster of berries is just gorgeous in the garden, too. And the berries are very good. Like I said, they make really good pies. And then I also use them for syrups too, which are really good for colds and flus. And one way to get the kids to drink their quote medicine is to make an elderberry syrup, which we all absolutely love. Along those lines, the choke cherries are another kind of wild shrub, but I think it really deserves a place in the garden too. They are another one in the springtime where the fragrance is absolutely wonderful. They'll have these long clusters of white flowers that come down. And just, oh, the smell is wonderful. It's great. And then the berries, they start kind of red and then they darken as they grow throughout the season. Here in Montana, they're typically ripe into September-ish. You know, sometimes a little earlier. But the one thing with choke cherries is they're bitter enough. Choke is the proper term for this berry, and you definitely want them pretty much black when you pick them. So, and they're used a lot of times to make choke cherry syrup, you know, which is really good. And also, I have a lot of friends who make choke cherry wine out of them. They're easy to pick. It's easy to pick bucketfuls, and so it's really a double benefit with those. Another one of my soon-to-be favorites are sea buckthorns, or sea berries, they're called. It's a remarkable plant that's super hardy. It's a shrub, not much for flowers in the springtime, but the fruit, which is this like clinging orange fruit on the branches there, really, really striking. And the thing is not only is the shrub very hardy in most areas of the country. Probably not extreme south. It just won't take that. It's a northern latitude type shrub. But it can take some sea salt in those conditions, and our alkaline soil and our dry. So, I mean, it's really, really durable. And then the berries are extraordinarily high in vitamin C. So if you have some sea buckthorn growing, you're never going to have scurvy. And finally, I want to talk about a real common plant that a lot of us overlook as an edible benefit are roses. Now, I'm not talking about your hybrid teas. You know, they'll produce some rose hips if you allow it to go. But really, some of the old shrub roses, really, and some of the rose hips that they produce are just as pretty as the blossoms that occur in the springtime and early summer. So you definitely want to consider putting some of those shrub roses in, those bush varieties that really look kind of wild, but really provide that springtime color, and by fall, really give you a good source for vitamin C that you can use in the teas. So these are just a few ideas of the edible shrubs that you can add to your landscape. Definitely you want to look into what works for you, what look that you like, and also the end result of what you want to do with it. Whether you're going to be into syrup making, or if you're just looking for something that you can pick right off the shrub.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.